up, Brendan.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Brendan, shut up.
Shut up, dude.
I was just nice enough to
wait. I have been persecuted this whole night. I had hair on my food.
Hey, I got Karen for you. I became Karen for you.
Yeah. You really did. Like, I wish you would have fought those people.
Yeah, I wish too, but we're in Corona. You see? So, like, they wouldn't have been like, oh, sir, you can't be in here. I'm like, I want to smash someone's head on the grill. Like, sir, please.
Listen, here's
what that
thing.
Sounds like to me, Brendan, or David.
No, like you gotta talk to Brendan now. You said Brendan first. You gotta talk to Brendan now.
Make content, dummy.
Listen, Karens usually complain and then they get free stuff out of it. You just yelled at them and I didn't get my money.
He didn't get any free stuff. He still got hair. His man's eating
I
hair.
Still got hair.
Hey, do you feel it better now, Brendan?
Yeah.
No, I have hair. I still have
hair. No, he said yeah. He said he feels better because I felt in full Karen for him. Like, no, I didn't go Karen. I went ghetto Karen. What do you call that? Carisha?
No, you was just a.
I went Carisha.
He was a what's a black Karen?
Carisha, nigga, I just said that.
Monica.
Carisha. Monica.
I don't know.
Here's the thing: if you do that to an actual black lady, I feel like she'd DDT you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know, the thing though, like I was getting a little aggressive in the beginning, and then the lady was like, "Listen, man, listen, sir, I gave you an apology." I'm like, you know what? No, you go to hell. That's when I hung up on her. And I was like, stupid. Like my friend's
good
eating hair.
Good day to you, sir. Good
my
day.
My friend is
you
eating
lose.
Hair over
good
here.
Day,
I am
sir.
Not gonna say I'm sorry to you, you
yeah,
dummy.
Hair. It was a brunette too.
Yeah. I'm legit gonna call corporate later. Be like, hey.
Well, get something free out of it. No, just yell at him.
Imagine corporate getting that call right.
Well, here's the thing. Here's when you talk to ghetto people who work at a certain facility, and then when you talk to corporate, it's a completely different talk.
No, but like corporate then has to look at like which store that is, and they're like, that's one of those lower income. It's one of, you know, one of those stores.
how many calls a day do they get? Corporate, I mean, because if it's one or two corporate areas. How many calls a day? How many bad...
Complaints?
Yeah, how many bad...
It's a Panda Express. I'd imagine a lot of calls. I'd imagine a lot
so
of calls.
So how far are we really going
to
get?
I will take it to court. I will get you your justice, sir.
I want 10 grand.
Something they didn't get George Floyd.
Dang.
Justice.
Yeah. Wow.
That was me trying not to make any racy jokes either, too.
And, but, like, you know, the thing is with, like, Panda Express, it has nothing to do with that, man.
I want $500,000. For the rest of my life.
You will have, but what if you have like $500,000 now, then you spend a dollar, you still want $500,000 after that?
Exactly.
Like, you know, that's a good magic trick.
That's
there.
A full million.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's not how that, what?
Yeah, half a million now, $500,000 later.
Oh, okay.
So that's make a hole.
I said I spend $500,000.
Oh, spend $500,000.
No, you would have $500,000. Then you said I spend a dollar.
Yeah.
And they're like, yep, that's $1 million right there. Oh. I'm like, what?
$1 million in one. Let's go. Actually, $1 million.
I just want a cool like $30 every day.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah.
That's
what's that going to get
so
you?
It doesn't matter, dude. I'm going to go live in the mountains. It's
like
$200
a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
that's
money.
That's a lot of Stouffer's, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of lasagna.
Yeah, they'll pay for your Taco Bell every day.
But I don't like, because I'm in the mountains, so I don't have anything. You just have a lot of frozen Stouffer's that go bad after a while.
Oh, my God.
Do some elk hunting. Get some elk meat.
No, bro, I got Stouffer's. What am I going to hurt the animals for?
With what stove? You're in the
that's mountain. Exactly. It doesn't matter. Stouffer.
With his lightsaber. That's a...
Oh, yeah.
This man's going to wait a week for every Stouffer to thaw out and then just be lukewarm.
It's going bad as it's doing it.
Just lukewarm lasagna and just...
Oh, it's better that way.
Oh,
it tastes better when there's like just a little bit of coldness in the corners.
So
wait, we have to drink our shot now. That's right. We're on the pod now. You guys,
we
gotta
have
the shot.
Shots.
So, anyways.
No. Anyways, we forgot.
Anyways,
we
we're gonna take
a
shot and then we'll talk about
Tanner. Clink it. Well, you gotta clink it before you drink it. Clink, 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 clink.
Salute.
Yeah, clink it.
Ah, so delicious.
Yeah.
You didn't drink any of it.
Oh, did I not? Oh, no. Oh, no. Look at his face. That's exactly why I did. Look at his face.
I was drinking alcohol since the wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
You so
that
bright.
Like, that was like 4 days ago.
So
yeah, it's like 3 weeks ago.
Dang, 3 weeks sober.
It's been almost 3 weeks, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Skin looks lighter. It's more pliable.
More pliable? Yeah, I'm 210, actually. I checked myself this morning.
Wow.
I was 210.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, Brandon's 220.
I'm not 220. I'm 215.
I'm sorry, you were 225 when I checked Home Depot.
So the store buying
this. Wait, can I see you? Okay, this is legit racist, though. I was gonna say, you look like a young Luke Cage.
About to beat you like a young Luke Cage, too.
I mean, sexually or? Because I'd say yes. I'm just asking.
Listen, here's the story, okay? Me and David at work. we go on this little, there's a scale that they have in receiving that they use to weigh the boxes. He stands on, he's like 215.
Yeah.
I stand on, I'm 220.
Five. Don't you lie. Don't you lie.
No,
you
were 225. I was 220.
Nigga, you were 225. Like 221. It shot past 222 hecka fast.
No, because I got off it, because I put my weight on one side. And
okay,
like,
let me just tell my side story real quick. Listen, legit, 225, 215 first me. And then when I stepped off, I was like, hey, Brian, try it. I mean, I already know I'm hella fat. I'm like, bro, just try it. You don't know if you don't measure yourself. You know, these are measured for boxes. I'm like, bro, just get on. Jesus. You're like, okay, fine, I'll get on. The second we hit 222, you like jump off. You're like, no, that's inaccurate. See,
yeah, I did. No, I got on, but I got on with one foot. So half my weight, so I'm going like this.
And but then you
like,
putting all your weight on it, though, because you don't have your foot on the ground.
Yeah, but if the weight's so not balanced, you're going to be heavier on one side than you're on the other.
Exactly, but still taking all of your weight from that side regardless. So you were 225. Minus the 5 pounds, he was 220.
Minus the 5 pounds, I'm 215.
And then later on, we were working. He called me chubby. I was like, all right, chunker.
Listen, it's 6 pounds. We're not supposed to weigh ourselves at night. That's some of our heaviest.
And I gave you, I gave you the minus five.
Science. People will weigh themselves during the day.
You weigh yourself in the morning. Exactly.
We have a scale in the bathroom.
What's that? I just ate.
Producer Lex just offered a solution of the scale in our bathroom. But of course, Brendan's very apprehensive.
Five boys. Like I know. Like, you weigh yourself then.
If you weigh yourself then, yeah.
No, I don't want to.
There you go.
I don't care what you. You know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna weigh myself. I'll show you how much I weigh. I hate you guys. Whatever. Let me know.
He's gonna take a picture of the scale saying zero.
Like I'm weighing.
Bro, look at all his weight. At, one foot on. But he's gonna forget that he only had one foot on, so he's gonna put it there.
I'm only 117. Oh,
with one foot.
Look at lies. That.
Look at that. Yeah. Listen here, we're not
here. Rose is not even 117.
We're not here to talk about my weight. We're here to talk about Tenet.
Tenet. I don't know how that song goes. I forgot.
So yeah,
hated it.
Now we're done. All right.
Movie
recommendations. Fantastic movie. To be honest,
is that we should start the pod just backwards?
Yeah, there you go.
And then work our way to the friggin' fat people talk.
Listen, here's the thing about Christopher Nolan movies in general, is that he's a great director. Yeah. I guess he writes whatever, but the way he organizes the exposition the first time around when I'm watching it, it tends to lose me because while I'm watching Tenet, they went from a heist from on a boat.
Wait, it wasn't a heist though. It was a recovery mission.
Well,
they're recovering.
I know, but they're heisting the recovery. It's,
yeah, when well, they right, yeah, the heist, they broke into the museum. There was just a lot of. I know it wasn't jumping around, but that's my mind kept going in and out because of how
I really feel you needed to give it a second watch then because it wasn't a museum; it was a symphony orchestra.
No.
He's talking about the painting, trying to steal the painting.
The vault, I thought you were starting from the beginning.
No.
Oh, okay. Quick before we get into it, I always feel bad because every time I listen to our pods, we never get spoiler warnings. I feel like now is just perfect time to spoil
it. Here's the thing. I don't believe in the spoiler. Like, if you're going to click on a podcast that says Tenet,
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, literally, there is very limited amount of, like moments where people can actually watch movies nowadays. Right? Especially since, like, we found out there's only, like, 5 theaters open in all of, like, SoCal or North Cal. So, like, there's, like, thousands, not millions of people who haven't watched this movie yet. I say thousands, whatever. A lot of people haven't watched the movie because they're not able to.
Yeah, but, like, this is the way I view it. It's like, if, because here's the thing, like, no, I don't believe anyone's coming here to be like, I want to hear what these guys hear about Tenet, so I could go see it. I'm thinking they've seen Tenet, now I want to go hear what these guys are talking about. So everybody I always assume coming here knows about Tenet. Now it could be that way, but I feel like that's what Rotten Tomatoes is for first, and then, like, I want to hear just a cool discussion about the movie.
All right, gentlemen. Yeah, spoiler alert for those who.
But then again, spoiler.
I just feel bad about it.
For those who are dumb enough to click on a review about Tenet, not having seen Tenet, and think we're not going to spoil Tenet in a Tenet podcast about Tenet.
That makes sense. That's very Tenet logical.
As you were talking though, I remember when Robert Pattinson's looking at all the paintings, and you don't hear, like, he doesn't hear the person talking, but you hear the music.
Like Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Really quick, shout out to producer Lexi for turning off the AC right now. It'll be off in a minute.
Oh.
Soon.
Alexi, pull that up for me. Pull up that video.
Actually, never mind. You're crazy. Leave it on.
No, it is
on. Is it on? Right. Okay.
So, yeah, as I was saying, I guess that's my...
Thank you, beautiful.
My one critique, without being too... We were done spoiled if you guys want to have
like, wait,
specific
critique?
Parts, but my critique was basically just... I guess maybe myself following the exposition as it was happening.
Well, you're more critiquing Nolan's work instead of the actual film
but
itself.
Here's the thing, like,
no, I'm this specific film had the, like the Batman trilogy didn't really have it. Inception had it a little bit.
Inception super has it.
This one had
Memento
it a lot
super
more.
Also has it.
Yeah.
Mark, you're about to drink Brendan's shot.
No, this is mine.
No, it's not. Yours is right there.
No, bro, this is mine. Oh, wait.
Don't you lie to me.
Is it?
Yeah, that's yours. That's with the monster.
I'll drink both of them. Who cares?
Yes, dude.
Oh, sexually?
Dang it, I did it.
There you go. Oh, no.
So delicious.
No. Do it.
Jesus, fine.
Maybe you sound like Weinstein, Jesus.
You are. You're the Weinstein of alcohol.
In the process of you, like, us trying to force that drink, I just want to hear this audio again. So I could be like,
I know yeah, all
what
of
does
it,
that sound
all
like?
Of it. I don't, all of it. Look at that.
What is
it? So you drink all of it. Now he had a little bottle on the bottom. He grabbed it. There you go.
We're just watching this happen. Stop it.
I mean, honestly though, Brendan, you kind of wanted it.
No, I didn't. What? That's the problem with Hollywood. It's Mark. That means
Mark
there.
It's okay. He'll get scalped sooner or later.
Already off one drink already.
Yes.
Look at that.
I haven't drank it since my wedding. Like I said before, dude.
I'm feeling 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago? Yeah, 3 weeks
ago. The one that was 4 days ago, but it was really 3 weeks
quick
ago.
David, oh, okay, quick, David, yeah. What was the date you got married?
September 19th.
Oh, good. You
October 16th,
1985.
Well, since I was going to say September like 11th, because that's what we originally planned it.
9/11? That's our 1-year anniversary.
Yeah, for like when we started dating.
You know what today is? And everyone's crying like, I know. They're like, it's my free anniversary. Yay.
The 11th is a Friday, sir. Our wedding
is
a Saturday.
What's the 12th? I don't know.
I knew that.
We just
got... Duh. Like...
This couch is looking really nice right now, huh?
Hey, this used to be our bed, so I ain't...
He's like, well, I'm about to sleep. Hey, that's a good tip for anybody about to get married. Make sure your couch is very comfortable, just in case.
Yeah, but honestly, this. Yeah, just no, I was gonna say,
I'm
honestly,
gonna take a page out of Bill Burr's book and say I'm a human. I get to sleep in my bed.
Well, I'm an animal, so I can sleep wherever. So it doesn't even matter to me. Like I was legit falling asleep on a pile of rocks.
Fall asleep in a tree, dude.
I have honestly fallen in a tree.
No, you have it.
I have,
cap, bro. That's cap. I don't believe you.
What's cap?
It's a lie.
No, I'm not. No,
you're lying.
Okay, no cap.
Start, bro,
I
fall
asleep in a tree.
I think you're cool, bro. You don't have to impress me.
Mark.
What tree did you fall asleep in?
The one in my backyard in my mom's house. When I was
what are you, a leopard, dude? Why are you sleeping in trees?
Because I was very depressed.
You fell asleep in a tree.
Because I was very depressed.
So you're just like, I want to kill myself and sleep in a tree?
No, I was just thinking back. I was thinking maybe I should kill myself back there, and then I just fell asleep in the tree.
I'm fall asleep in
the
tree.
No, listen, I just fell asleep in the tree.
So you're gonna jump off the tree and you
all
have to
David,
no.
All David wanted was time in a tree. Okay.
Time in a tree. Oh yeah, we're drinking a lot.
This is great. Like when like people listen to Tenet, they're like,
"But so this isn't Tenet."
Where's the spoiler?
Yeah. Real talk though, like the way I would describe this movie best is. This is the best reverse buddy cop film of all time.
Buddy cop.
Buddy cop.
Makes it buddy cop.
What do you mean makes it buddy cop? Freaking black guy and white guy.
See,
boom.
when I think of buddy cop,
what, how would you feel if like Mel Gibson and Donald Glover?
It wouldn't surprise me.
At the bottom.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a future version of them.
They're the producers of the film. The producers of the film.
Just Glover's. The people involved that we don't know. Like we made what is that name? Lethal Weapon.
Yeah,
we were part of the making of that movie.
Yeah, they're like we actually imagined the film if we were time travelers, and we actually came up with Tenet, but then Nolan just stole our idea, and we have no way of proving it.
Yeah, we have nothing. It's like Led Zeppelin when they stole from the blues.
There you go.
You know, just those people are out there just sounding crazy. Led Zeppelin took from us. I was gonna go off your thing, Brendan. Nolan does, and I've seen this movie 1.5 times already. And every single, both those times, I got lost somewhere where, and I never recovered.
Here's my thing. I'm having a hard time understanding where you guys got lost and how you guys got lost.
I got lost right when that girl the lady got shot, right? They're like, yeah, so let me go back into the introverted world to
But what's the problem with that, though?
Well, after that point, I was like, okay, so what's up with this army? What, like,
the army scene.
Dude, after that point, I was like, I don't know where we're going. Like, I lost the thread somewhere, and I never recovered.
Well, the way I figured is, like, that moment in time is already scripted. So, what's the black guy's
name? No, what, I'm not saying, like, lost as far as, like, the physics. I'm talking lost as far as where the third act was going. Like, why did that
happen? Yeah, the exposition.
Like, the algorithm just kind of popped up. I felt like
there was no talk of storytelling wise. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
there was no talk of, like, the algorithm. Yeah, there was no talk of, like, this army. I know this dude showed up, and he was talking about, like, some cowboy stuff, dude. Right? Like, all that. And I was like, okay, I know he's going into the introverted world to go at least get a second chance at rescuing her.
Yeah.
But after that, I didn't realize...
Why?
Yeah, okay, so now why is this army showing up? Why is this dude here?
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'll accept that, because, like, the whole time you guys have been telling me, like, oh, I just got lost. I'm like,
no, you said we got lost in the exposition.
Of yeah,
the
that's what it is. You never said exposition.
I did!
He's talking about himself. I'm talking about myself, where I should have explained
No, but you guys both, you're talking about the exposition, but he would just say, bro, I just got lost, like, in the film. I don't know when.
Yeah, when is general like lost. That, you had to pinpoint.
Rewind it. We need to rewind this.
Jamie,
pull up that video of that dolphin with boxing.
I know why I said X. When I listen to this, and I'm...
Five
I'm,
bucks? I'm you want to put $5 on it? Bro. $5. All right. $5.
I know I said X. Anyway, like in the beginning when they were in the opera, like I was following, like, hey, they're going to save someone, and all of a sudden he was in the train tracks, but this Russian guy. I think it was a lot of the
just kind of like time skip-ish thing?
Yeah. I mean, not that it was sloppy. It was just his style of doing it. I blink and I'm like,
just too fast.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like maybe Nolan was patting his own back this time around? Where he's like, bro, let me look. Like, let me show you how genius I can be. I felt a little of that. Just because Inception is a brilliant movie on its own.
Yeah.
But it makes sense from the beginning. I think just the concept of it at first.
Yeah.
What makes you think that, though? Like, why would you think, like, oh, he's obviously trying to just, like, you know, jerk himself off.
Well, because, like, I'll say this too with, like, Dunkirk. Dunkirk is a weird movie where it takes place in three different times, right? And it feels very, like, it feels chaotic, right? Where you're just jumping back and forth between these three different types of days that all happen in the same day.
Okay.
Right? Where it's like, but Nolan's trying to make it seem like, bro, look how complex I can make the storytelling seem of this one day of war. Right, where I think you could have just followed from the beginning those three soldiers trying to get off the beach, and they have 3 hours to get off, but they have to get through all this war to do it. You could have done that like 1917 did.
Yeah.
But it didn't do it like that. Like, he's doing it, and I'm kind of seeing that now with Tenet, where he's like, bro, I'm going to show you an opera scene that's crazy. Because remember, like, when we saw Star Wars?
Yeah, we saw the preview.
And they showed that first, like, 2 minutes of that movie. You know,
is this going to be like freaking Star Wars for you? Like, Star Wars Episode 9? Do not put that in my tenant.
Well, now you brought it up, David. Now that you brought... Why? No, I'm sorry. no, but I'm an saying, like, where Tenet feel like, dude, like, this movie's going to be complex. And then you watch it and go, it's more confusing than it is complex, man. I feel like you're jumping around because you can. Because somehow you could make us come back to a center and be like, this is where the movie really relies.
It might be one of those things where... The simplest A to B isn't always the most entertaining. I think we've gotten a lot of A to B storytelling in interesting ways, granted, but I think Nolan's one of the guys who's like, okay, let's do A to lowercase a to Z, but Z follows back to B.
It's like one and one A.
If you want to put it like that, I feel like we started at G from the very beginning.
Probably, yeah. Yeah,
because Ron Pattinson, just like straight from the beginning, came in with the save, with the reverse bullet.
Oh.
Or it might be one of those things that, like, 10 years, someone figures it out. Like, someone's seen the movie enough times, they're like, oh, well, the movie actually really starts in the middle.
Right.
It'll be something like that. They'll figure it out, and then you'll watch it again, and it'll make sense. Because I don't want to 100% say, like, Nolan's kind of lost it. I feel like he hasn't.
No, not at all.
But I do feel like in this movie...
I think we've lost it. I think it's been so long since we've gotten maybe another Nolan film. 2 or 3 years, and we're like, oh.
But you know what the weird... Like, we're getting a lot of Nolan films lately.
Films?
So,
a lot of films?
Yeah, films.
So, 1907... When was that?
That was last year. And then you had Dunkirk after that. Like, he's done a movie every single year so far. It's like, you're going to burn yourself out.
He's probably got all these planned in the books, and he's just... conceptualizing, and then when it finally gets off the ground, he can just shoot him out the way he wants.
I don't like Nolan just like Like that.
I mean, like, but what if he's like still like passionate it, about it,
yeah. And he's just trying to get him out?
Well, he's not like trying to get him out. He's just getting them out at his own pace because maybe he feels like he's getting better, so he can get out that fast.
Like he's in a throw of passion. He's like, bro, like I'm just loving.
But he's not like in the mentality like, oh my god, I gotta get these out now. He's like, I'm so boss, bro. I'm so freaking boss, dude. I could do this hell fast. I don't gotta worry about nothing.
Right. I mean, how long was? Because it might all match up if you have like, let's say, 1917.
Oh, well, and then, let me check it out.
1917. No, that was somebody else.
Yeah. So Sam Mendes was.
Like, let's. What was the film before? What was the last Batman movie? What was the last?
Before you had Interstellar.
So yeah. So let's say we have Interstellar. Let's say he was developing that from like 2000A to 2000B, and then in between there he had Dunkirk. And then that's from A to B, and then between that he had Tenet. So maybe he's developing these for like years and years, but then he can finally bring them out. He can. That's why they're so good. It's not like a Star Wars thing where it's like, let's make one every year. We got
to
get this out.
Interstellar is a prequel to Tenet for time travel.
Dude, yes.
What if like after a while he like kind of ties them together, something like with one other movie?
I would hate that.
You would hate
that.
Like I feel like it'd be kind of interesting.
It would discredit everything he's done.
But at the same time too, I feel like he'd just be rolling with something everyone else does. Right, everything has to be
right,
universe.
Not everything has to be.
I feel like it's kind of like his shtick, or not his shtick, but it's like his main feature now that not everything's connected. He's good at telling individual stories of things.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too, man, he has a lot of push. He has a lot of leeway, right?
He's Nolan, yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, who's gonna tell that guy no?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? He gets any, like, even the budget for this movie, like, this was something that I remember even DC were, like, kind of mad, because they're like, how come he gets a $250 million budget and we don't?
Yeah.
Because he makes good movies. Nolan.
Yeah. But at the same time, too, it's like, that's $250 million, man. Like, I know people like Nolan, but that's, it's a cinephile thing.
But it worked, though, didn't it, though? Like, didn't you feel like
it didn't now because Corona, but.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different, though. Like, but didn't you feel like
even this movie is still making, like, some, it's at $300 million right now worldwide. And then $45 million is that here in the U.S., which is not that's a flop.
Imagine like let's just say times three, like all earnings combined. Mm-hmm. Like if it was a real world, I feel like it would be times three. How much would that have been? Like point something billion.
Potentially, but you also have to account for marketing, which that never goes into budget.
Oh no.
No. Okay. So technically, this movie has lost quite a bit of money.
All right. Well. Do you feel like they'll hold that against Nolan, though? As
no, no, because that has nothing. Like, look, Corona hit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no one else. Like, if anything, maybe this kind of helped. Because when they put out Tenet, which was supposed to be the big tentpole movie.
Yeah.
Where everyone's like, dude, Tenet. Everyone's going to go see Tenet. Mm. And then they're like, well, no one saw Tenet. So now all the other movies like Dune and James Bond are like, well, then we're going to push everything to next year.
Yeah. We have no hope. Like, if Nolan couldn't do it.
If you're not going to watch Tenet.
Yeah. Exactly. Nolan can't. No, we're not going to do it.
And it wasn't even that people didn't want to watch it. It's just
they don't want to get sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No one wants to get sick. Theaters are yeah. half
weeks.
Occupancy. It's
weak
it's
genes,
weird.
Weak immune systems. All of you.
What everyone has to do, bro, is just take the vitamins.
Listen, when we went to go see it, I looked at the thing. I was like, I was going to sit with you. I'm like, yo, that row's kind of...
Oh, yeah, kind of full there.
It's kind of full.
Yeah, I seen you, like, sit a whole row below us.
Let me just get down. And then I ended up sitting a row, like, a chair away from someone. I was like, really, you going to choose that seat right next to me, man?
What was your thing? And, like, when we went to Regal and Sonora, they made us choose seats that are two seats apart from other people. I thought they were going to do the same thing here in Stockton, but Stockton, yeah. I seen you with your mask, too. Like, you were just chilling there with your mask. I was like, bleh, take that off.
Oh, I must have scared... Might have scared some people in the theater when I saw Star Wars.
Why?
Because I was drinking something, and I kind of went down the road for a good minute. And I heard someone, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Corona?
Yeah, all they must have been like, oh, this...
Sickling!
We got 2319! 2319!
Because listen, all the Regal rules are like, you must wear a mask inside a theater room unless you're eating popcorn. Okay, I'll buy by the rules.
Well, look at you, Brendan, following the rules.
Yeah,
man.
I don't want to get out.
You know what that means? You deserve another shot for that.
No,
being such a good boy.
No, leave me alone. I don't want to.
Mark's not drinking his shot.
I have a full cup.
I drank all of mine.
No, you didn't.
Do you want your wife's what is this, labor?
Bro, it's right there.
That's not mine. That's yours. I drink all of this.
Do you want to go to waste?
If I take a sip and that's Monster, that's right. There you go. Yeah, you dummy.
Oh, God.
You owe me 5 pushes for that now.
No, I don't.
So we really haven't gotten into
what
story.
Did you? We're just vibing right now. Honestly.
I was gonna say.
Okay, how about this? Can I try to start the story from the beginning, sort of ish?
No. Can we actually talk about like that opening scene? How nuts that really is.
Yeah, because I feel like, honestly, like, it felt very realistic in a sense where, like, you don't really see, like, the main protagonist, even if they're, like, this, like, 007 OS character, like, do just, like, a full sprint, sort of. Like, when you see a character running, they're kind of just, like, doing, like, a quick jog, mm-hmm. and they're going, like, 20 miles an hour somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, this guy's, like, full-on booking it to wherever he's going. So, mm-hmm. I feel like that, like I said, for me, it's always the small aspects in every movie. That gave me, like, such a much more of a realistic twist to it. Where, like, oh, my God, this dude is, like, just booking it. He is, like, you know, whatever he's doing it in a rush. There is actually some sort of severity to the situation that he's in. He has, like, this somewhat, like, calm, but yet somehow panicked look on his face. You know, because he knows a situation where, like, one of his agents was, like, burned. You know, where, like, discovered. Like, he was discovered, and so they were going to kill him.
Right, right.
But, like, the whole situation, like, literally everything was made just to kill that one agent. But then, like, the team of five went in to rescue him.
Yeah.
So, my thing was, why did the supposed terrorists shoot the cops if they're all in it together?
That's what I'm saying. Like, as you're mentioning this, dude, I'm thinking about, like, that opening scene, but as you're talking about it, I'm realizing it never really came back to it. Well, at least I feel like it never did.
Well, no, it can't. Well, what do you mean come back to it?
I don't know.
There's not much to come back to it.
What were the whole Russians thing, doing?
The main guy was there in the beginning, him and his team of, like, five or seven people were there to rescue the one secret agent that was burned. And a secret agent being burned is that their true identity is discovered, that they work for whatever agency that they're a part of.
Yeah.
So the Russian government set up that whole, like, act of, like, terrorism. They set up the terrorists so the police could be called in and deal with the terrorists, but the police were actually the military to take out literally just the one agent that was burned. So when that happened, remember when they, like, started gassing the whole auditorium?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so then the freaking... Even when that happened, the terrorists were shooting at the police and killing each other. But I was like, aren't you guys all part of the same team, supposedly? Because later on, they tell you... Like, you don't know then, but they tell you later on. Like, that whole situation was created just to kill the agent from the CIA. But I'm like, if that was created, then weren't you guys all part of the same team? And why were you guys killing each other? That's the case.
Maybe it's just less witnesses.
Well, no, that's the thing. They were setting up bombs, like, every two rows from each other.
Right. I think the aspect of it was that everybody was pretty much in the same uniform, so there was a lot, at least visually, that was like, okay, did that guy shoot that guy? Why did the Russian shoot his own dude? Was that his own dude? I think...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, the uniform part isn't bothering me. What's bothering me is the terrorists and the uniform police officers are supposed to be on the same team. Because they're all Russian agents.
Was that explained?
Yeah, it was. Like, when they were in the closet, they were changing clothes so they could blend in better with the other uniforms. So they could, like, escape from the facility.
Hmm.
And then, like, Tenet got his first piece of the whatever doomsday device they're hacking at the movie. Yeah, like, when he got that, like, they were explaining, like, you've been burned, you know, and I either have to kill you in 5 seconds or you leave with me. And then from there, he explains the situation that they did this whole... They did all of this just to kill that one man who has, like, the secret information.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch this again because...
I've watched it twice.
I've understood...
Like, I've seen it. Like, the first time, like, I got lost, like, around, like, 80% of the movie, or when it was almost done, I got lost somewhere. But I was still picking up beats and pieces from there. But, like, somewhere, I got something lost there. But the second time, it helped out a lot.
All the points that you just connected...
Yeah.
I missed the first time because there was just so much...
Dude, I'm realizing this because now I'm wondering,
happening, you know?
What does this have to also do with that?
Yeah.
The Indian woman as well?
Well, she's just like a...
She was the wife to the dude.
Well, her main...
Yeah, but her whole thing was supposed to be that, like, she knew... She had access to the future and what was going to come, right?
No. She didn't have access to it. She was just a part of Tenet, but the Tenet was more of a side gig because she was mainly an arms dealer. So, like, she was part of Tenet, like...
I know she was making, like, the medals, right? The medals that were coming from the
future? No. She was just... That's what I'm saying. She was just an arms dealer who happened to be in connection with the Tenet organization, but she had no dealings with the future or past. She was just, you know, an arms dealer who was, like, kind of like, you know, like an assistant to the tenant, sort of, in a way.
She knew a lot about tenant, though, for an assistant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she was kind of in this, like, not, okay, I don't want to say assistant as in, like, she didn't really know anything, but she assisted the tenants and their goals. So she had a lot of information for them, but kind of didn't really know what it was themselves. Because you know how the first time the, I don't want to keep saying the black guy. What's his name?
John David Washington.
The character name. I'm not going to remember that.
I don't actually know.
I'm going to say John. Okay, when John first uses the tenant signal, he crosses his fingers with his hands, and then he just uses the phrase tenant. And then, like, the doctor, she specifically says, like, don't explain to me what your part of the job is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what I know, and then you do your job from there. Because the less I know of your job, the less you know of my job, the better. And he's like, well, I need information to do my job. And then, you know, from there, you understand that, like, each individual department of tenant has to kind of stay separate. So one person doesn't get the whole picture of the future.
Right, right.
Because, like they said, like, in the, like, later on, they explain that the future people, they try to kill the past for some reason. Cause, oh, yeah, they try to kill the past, like, the past government in order to get better control of the future government. But then they started talking about different theories of time travel.
Okay, we got to pause because this is it's going. We need to take this at a. This is a huge friggin' stake. No, this is a huge stake.
But like, here's the interesting part of it too is that that's how interesting it is that it is like this big of a stake.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
We need to cut it in smaller. Okay,
so what small piece pieces. Do you want to understand? Then?
No, it's why well, this the
because we still haven't even really gotten to like the husband and wife and their whole like the painting.
Yeah,
that whole what do you part. Mean? Well, as far as like just in general, as far as like that talk and really
let's,
how
let's
like,
all just
you
take
are
our...
bleeding like a madman, dude.
Yeah,
are you bleeding?
This man's picking the scab and just bleeding.
That's gross.
Feels good. I like to bleed. Would you like to lick the cat?
No.
Ah, I hurt. I like
it. Let's just take our own slice.
What is your problem?
I like to pee.
You are sick. I like to pee. Sick individual. No, you don't. You're gonna go
cry. How big is the scab?
Baby gets the pee. It's a big scab.
Like, honestly, bro, that is gross. Why are you doing that to yourself?
Bro, get a Band-Aid.
Leave me alone.
Didn't your parents ever say, stop.
It itches, that's why. And honestly, it is just so
well,
much.
Slap it.
What?
First off, how did you get cut? It. Why do you have that cut there?
Why do you have that cut there?
Because I hurt myself.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Bro, there you go. Exactly. And I'm the sick man.
Bro, just slap it.
It feels good.
Oh, there.
Oh, my God.
That's
dude,
what I'm saying.
Oh, what? Go oh, wash yourself. Look at this man. Oh, so for people who don't know what this
yeah,
man
dude,
has
just
a...
Yeah, picked a scab and he just, like, yeah, there's blood literally...
Literally just bleeding.
All around his elbow like
everywhere.
An idiot.
It's not that bad.
It is very much that bad.
These are babies.
That's gross.
Put a Band-Aid. It's not a pain thing, it's a gross thing.
Put a Band-Aid on that.
You're going to bleed all over your floor, dude. Don't bleed on my jersey. Jeez.
You guys are babies.
Don't bleed on my jerseys, Montano.
You can get your David AIDS everywhere.
Ugh. Sorry, coach.
Wash it. Oh.
It's fine. You see, you're not seeing it no more. It's fine.
Montano, you get blood on my jersey, you're not playing today.
I'm sorry, coach.
So, okay.
Can we talk about how cool this movie had to have been filmed? Because there's so much in this movie. Like, especially that opening scene. Yeah. I can only imagine, like...
Doesn't it look like a penis?
This nigga really is just bleeding to death.
Oh, my God. It does look like a... Wow. That's a...
Bro.
That's a bloody penis.
The blood splatter I recovered from this white tissue looks like a legit penis and balls.
Walking Phoenix over here. Shut up, Mark. You piece of garbage. Don't feed into his disgusting habits. Oh, get off me. Shut up. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen.
Oh, man. No, don't ruin it, dude. No, don't. Oh, that was wonderful.
Ugh. That's gross.
Now it looks like the side view now.
Ugh.
Ah, you ruined it.
Why is the lead ball?
Bro, do you have diabetes? Why are you still bleeding?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you got sickle cell, bro.
Please save that, dude. Hang that, frame it.
You want it?
Yeah, please.
Just gonna put it on t-shirts.
There you go. The first t-shirt design we ever put out.
That was wonderful, dude.
All right.
Anyways, go back to filming.
Like,
imagine having to be in the suits and then running around, like, we live in a twilight world. Just, like, writing it does feel like a big espionage pretty big thriller. I wish it would have stayed that way, honestly.
Well, his attention to detail, like when everything was getting reversed, I was really looking at, I was looking at everything, like the way, if there was a car rolling, like even the gravel would go behind, or the dust.
Oh, you're talking about the introverted stuff.
Yeah, the dust that the wheels would create would go in the reverse, or the wind would be a, I'm like, wow, every single aspect of that shot.
Yeah, there was no CGI in this either. Like, he shot that all back, just,
you
well,
can
he
tell
reversed
too.
The,
yeah.
Frame rate? Is that what you?
Well, yeah. just the film just makes the film go backwards. But he probably did so it matched, so the frame rate matched up, so it didn't go. It was more smooth.
Yeah. There was cool, like the seagulls like going backwards, and but even the attention to detail as far as like how that introverted world would be, like you'd breathe in carbon monoxide, and even like explosions couldn't happen because they'd be implosions.
Mm-hmm. It'd be cold.
No, there would be an explosion, but instead of you feeling heat, it'd be like frost for some reason.
So it'd be condensed.
What he says, like, you're the first person to survive an explosion and get frostbite or something weird.
No,
you're
the first person to survive hypothermia and frostbite from gasoline explosion.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I do want to take apart how the technology works. I think some people might not be clear. I think I'm pretty clear
those
on how the inversion
kind of, like it took
works.
Me the second time around to figure it out. Because literally, like, every futuristic device that is placed in the movie is all from the future.
Yeah.
That they themselves introvert. Even, like, the big old, like, clock dials.
Yeah.
Those are introverted from the future.
Mm.
You know, even the ones that the army, like, the good guys are using.
Yeah.
All those devices are literally introverted from the future.
Because they're being sent back.
Yeah. Because,
I saw the science to how Tenet works. Like, you'd have to go back in time, but... Like, if you want to go back to Friday, you'd have to wait till Friday.
Right.
Yeah. To introvert all the way back.
Mm. Yeah.
So the time would have had to pass
so you
first
can't just, like, teleport there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to wait all those days and all those years.
Like, I couldn't bring this cup to Friday in the future, or Thursday in the past without Thursday already having passed to invert it to
Thursday.
Yeah,
actually wait.
I like how, like, when we first tried to explain this to Brendan without, like, spoiling any of the movie.
We did. We spoiled all
of it. Yeah, I didn't think about it when I watched it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is... Yeah.
Well, like, we kind of spoiled it for you, but at the same time, like, we didn't. Because, like, you didn't even know what we were talking about at first.
I'm glad.
But then, like, when you, like, saw the scene when he was first introduced to the science lady.
To the bullets.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Cause and effect inversion. Oh, interesting. Because
you're not shooting a bullet, you're catching it.
But in the future.
I know. But then my thing was, why are the guns radiated? Or, like, why is anything radiated, you know? But then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I understand that radiation might have had to, like, be part of the process. Because it's, what did they say it was? Plutonium 42?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, a specific radiation of plutonium was needed to power, you know, the time travel devices or whatever.
Yeah.
But then again, they're all still alive. They're not having hair falling out of them. You know, they're not dying of radiation poisoning.
Well, just might not. Not all radiation is harmful.
Exactly.
So it might
but
be
then,
a form.
Why do they need lead-lined gloves or, like, thick gloves that are radiation resistant to, like, catch the bullets like they have that they're working with in hand?
Maybe they're just as a safety precaution. Maybe
it has to be because there would have to be some type of type of radiation going off of it.
I feel like I just kind of answered my own question because, like, you know how, like, each supposedly each division of Tenet is supposed to stay separated
because
you know they mentioned it later in the movie where something about ignorance, if you have ignorance to a certain point, then you're fine because if you have the picture. The whole picture of everything, you're kind of screwed because then you have the weight of knowing anything that's going to happen and not being able to change it, or two, knowing everything tempts you to change the future, causing a worse outcome than the original one.
Yes.
They wanted.
Almost like if they were to shoot a soldier, an enemy soldier, they start planting a bomb.
What's your thing?
Oh, but you've already proven yourself.
What's happened happened? No,
this
okay.
guy.
Okay, no. This is the
this
only problem
guy
I had.
Right here.
Hold on, let me explain myself. Let me explain myself.
Here we go.
The only problem I had that was like kind of Deus Ex Machina-ish was like, okay, so you're a soldier trained to shoot on sight enemy soldiers, and they know that they're combating normal soldiers and introverted soldiers, right? So they just shoot anyone on sight. So, future Batman, Robert Pattinson, this man... sees an enemy placing a tripwire for his friends, right?
Yeah.
But he's only tripping for his friends. He just sees a man, enemy soldier, placing tripwire.
Mm-hmm.
So one, he doesn't shoot the enemy. Two, he doesn't remove the tripwire. So what's he deal with that?
Here's my explanation.
He doesn't know it, but he doesn't know the outcome of the future.
Which I tried to get David to understand. So these aren't your run-of-the-mill. If this is a regular soldier, I see an enemy, you're obviously going to cause harm to my friends. I'm going to shoot you because I don't want that to happen. These soldiers involved with Tenet, they have to be concerned with so much more. If I shoot this guy who's inverted or not inverted, what's that going to affect? Because Robert Pattinson's whole thing was, what's happened has happened. So in my mind, as he's seeing this guy lay the tripwire, lay the bombs, he could have shot him, but he's like, well, like David said, if he changes something, the outcome might be way worse than him not shooting him. So he might have hesitated. Let me wait and see what this guy's doing.
Well, no, that's the thing. That when he says what's happened happens, more of a... what was that? Oh, like when you have 20/20 sense of a situation after the fact. What is that called? Specific phrase.
Hindsight.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you have hindsight of the future, but whatever's happened to cause that situation, it's happened already. Doesn't matter. But him being in that moment in time, not knowing anything at all, him being a soldier.
But he's not just a regular soldier.
But he's still a soldier. His first duty is to kill someone. Because listen, look,
Brent, he has to realize what is going to happen.
I would agree with you. But then, and like I said, the very first person to kill is an inverted soldier who's shooting off a cannon.
Yeah, but then I thought about that and I was like, a sort of gun fodder soldier versus this guy who we've seen interact with the main Russian guy.
So it's just story based.
No, he has more of a stake in what's happening. It's not like, oh, I'm going to shoot a henchman. Obviously, nothing's going to happen. But if I shoot,
That's my whole problem.
If I shoot the right hand man, then something. If I kill him, then something worse might happen.
And
that's why.
There's my problem. That's the whole thing. You're talking about from the fourth wall. Talking about...
No, not even... This was from within the movie.
No. This is all plot armor right here. I see this Russian dude who I know is the right-hand man of the evil Russian dude. So I'm not going to shoot him because maybe there's Russian movie plot armor things going on here.
Right. But didn't Robert...
But that's not like a real soldier. That's my thing. Like, that's the problem what I'm talking about.
But didn't
they
have that intel already? Because the black guy worked hand-in-hand. So, I mean, it wasn't him who saw him, but I'm sure he shared that intel with Robert Pattinson. He's like, well, this guy... This is an important dude.
Well, no. That's still plot armor, though. That was just written into the story. So that's the only reason Ron Perlman didn't shoot the guy. In real life, he would have seen soldier moving slow. I have good shot. I point a gun. I shoot a bullet. Bullet go through man.
In real life, we don't have time travel, so we don't have to worry about the decisions.
Well, here's the thing. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We don't have time travel. What we do have is soldiers saying, I see enemy. I have
not
gun.
A regular soldier.
I punch gun. I shoot gun.
Mark, do you understand
bing,
what I'm saying?
Bing, boom, boom,
you understand
boom, boom,
that these soldiers aren't your regular soldiers. They have to. They have a lot. They have the bigger picture
Brendan.
To worry about than
do
just.
You understand, Brendan? Brendan? I'm still trying to figure out why they were there. That's what I'm saying. This is what we lost me from that. I want to jump in so badly. We're like, because I know what you're talking about with the tripwire, but now I'm thinking about why was the tripwire even there? Why was the algorithm there?
Oh, yeah, that's like the plot armor thing, the algorithm itself.
The third act itself, when it jumps to that point, I wish I understood it even better. So yeah. I could discuss it, but I feel like it lost me from that point on.
Yeah.
Right from that get-go.
Well, here's the thing. My thing is I'm super glad they didn't let you know who started Tenet, or they didn't let you know the main character's entire backstory right off the get-go. Mm-hmm. You know, like, or John, I don't know like what his character's name is. But John, like when he asks finally at the end of the film when everything's donezo. Like he asks who hired you, Robert Pattinson, Batman, you know, who brought you on? Yeah, I see Marco, you're trying to chuckle. Like, you know, whose pincer movement is this? Who started Tenet? And then they finally let him know, like, it was you. It was you, dummy. Figure it out, you know.
Yeah, you figure it out, and then the movie just starts over again.
Yeah, exactly, you know, pretty much. Or like, you know, so if you had known that information in the beginning, then you like sense of tension would have been taken away automatically. Because you're like, oh, no matter what happens, main guy's gonna win. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know that main guy's gonna win, but right. You don't know what he's gonna give up. What like if he's gonna lose his life in the process? You know, there's a bunch of different ways he's gonna win, but all of those situations cause different prices. You know.
Right. Okay. So that bomb, that was a time bomb.
Yeah.
And so what that would have done was it would have destroyed everything in existence in the past to secure the future. Is that what was going on?
No. That bomb literally destroys all of time. Not space. Because you know how you were telling me, talking to me, what's the difference between that and a nuclear bomb?
Yeah.
You were trying to say, it would have been a flash, right? And everything would have been gone?
Well, to us viewing the movie, it would have been a flash, but to them, in reality, everything was nothing. They wouldn't have known what would happen. It would have just been done in an instant.
Thing, and everything would just
Exactly. Because, so like, here's the thing: a nuclear bomb is a spatial weapon
that
affects the space around it, right? But then that being a time bomb affects space.
Reality. No, yeah, I understand. Yeah. I just what
everything ends.
Why was the future trying? Was it? Why were they doing like a suicide of everything? Like,
they were trying to test the paradox, the grandfather paradox.
They weren't trying to test it; they just didn't believe in it. So they were trying to kill the past to take over the future.
And they were like, no matter, even if we kill the past, it wouldn't matter. Like, yeah, because it's already happened.
Now. Yeah, because that's the thing they were talking about in the movie. They were trying to argue between multidimensional theory, where there's different universes and different outcomes happen depending on what action you take. But all those realities and all those outcomes that you want to or not want to or do or don't take, they all exist in the same point of time, but in their own different space in reality. So that's multidimensional theory.
So John David Washington would have put a death crystal on his forehead and yeah.
Exactly, just like that. But then there's the also, you know, like they said, the grandfather theory, where everything's in the loop. You know, like if you go back in time to kill your grandfather, who never meets your grandmother, so they don't have your dad. So your dad's never born, which means you're never born. You know,
which means you couldn't have
killed your grandfather, which then means your grandfather is still alive, and so on and so forth. All that happens in a loop.
Yeah, they said there was like, well, how's it?
Well, would it shorten the loop, or would it be like a current of water, where like if you try to chop through it didn't matter because it's
a paradox. No, like they said, it's a paradox. There's no solution to that problem.
Yeah, it just doesn't work either way.
Yeah, you're stuck in a loop forever.
Yeah, you're always.
But then again, like recently, okay, I keep saying recently when I'm talking to Brendan, but honestly, it's like a theory that's been flying around.
What's this theory for the longest? Called?
I don't know like what it was called, but the whole idea of it is that it kind of goes around the grandfather paradox theory, where supposedly time corrects itself, where whatever happens now is still going to happen no matter what you do in the past. So let's say if you were going in the past and kill Hitler, someone else would have started the Holocaust.
Time,
you know, there might have been someone else named Hitler.
I think they call that like the Skynet theory with Terminator, where even though Arnold goes back and saves Sarah Connor, regardless, Skynet always comes back and it creates the
exactly like functions in time will always happen. You will always be born even if you go back in time and kill your grandfather. Someone else might marry your grandmother, and then somehow you'll still be born.
Your same consciousness would be like, but you'd be a white guy or something. You know what I mean?
No.
You would just always be like you.
The universe will find a way to correct itself
maybe,
in time.
Maybe Mark wouldn't be gay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or I'd be like really gay, but I wouldn't.
No. He'd still be plenty gay, like he is right now.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
There's nothing that could change that. No matter what he does, no matter how many Bibles he gives himself in the past, no matter how many religions he finds with himself, he's still going
to
be gay.
Hey, whatever feelings you have, just stop. And my inner self was like,
I don't think I will.
But I'm straight, so I should be gay. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm
imagine. That's what happened. Mark's trying to stop himself from being gay, so he goes back in time and tells him, just stop feeling whatever you're feeling.
But like, okay? So your same consciousness will be here, but you see me and Brendan holding hands down the street.
Mark, I don't know what you don't understand about this. Nothing in time would have changed.
I'm going to Ryan Reynolds myself and shoot myself.
There you go, Literally. No matter how many people go back in time to change whatever outcome they want to change, it won't change because whatever they do in the past to try and cause a different outcome, the universe itself will correct itself in order for everything in the future to happen the way it's supposed to happen.
So would you just call that fate?
That's what I was saying. It's a weird thing where it's like in the DC universe we call them aberrations, where they do stuff like that where it's like big events that happen in time. They try to change them, but the same thing ends up happening in the worst way or the same way.
So they try to save like Bruce's parents, but
they still die.
But
or
nothing happens as far as like Batman's lore.
Yeah, ever. Well, like smaller things, like maybe they save they can't save Batman's parents. But they can change maybe like the what he was wearing. Things that don't really matter can be changed and they'll stay changed. But things that are hard impact in time, like president's assassination.
So. But what difference between what's the difference between him changing his shirt and his parents dying?
Yeah, well then that states that everything in the universe is predestined, which obviously.
What if Bruce's parents died because he was wearing a blue shirt?
Dude, is a blue shirt crit blood?
Exactly. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Nigga, 60 crit. Nipsey Hussle killed.
If he only wore a white shirt, like. Joe, whatever his name was, would have just been like, oh, good day, Joe. Yeah.
Well, see, the only reason that theory doesn't really work is because
work apparitions in DC?
Well, just to suggest that every single thing.
Well, that's the thing. That's not a movie theory. That's a theory that's been brought up in science. And
that's what I'm saying. That's why it doesn't work, because that means every single thing, whether it's billions dying or somebody becoming president or something happening, like, it's predestined. It was going to happen either way, which... Right.
But then again, it's not really fate unless it's happened first. But then fate...
Well, if it can't be if we change it and the same thing happens, whether we change it or not, that means it's a predestined.
Well, here's the thing. Fate's more of a metaphorical thing where time, it hasn't happened yet, and no matter what aspect of time you look at, but you're still destined for that aspect to happen in your life.
Well, there goes the destiny thing.
Exactly. But that's not really destiny if it hasn't happened yet. But then, if a future you comes back, but then no, you're thinking of a metaphorical like.
No, I'm
fate,
thinking
though.
Of the literal destiny.
Destiny.
Because you're okay. You're
destiny
saying you're saying if I go back and I kill Hitler, Hitler, somebody somewhere was always destined to fill that role.
Holocaust was always going to happen, no matter what you do.
But then you just said that destiny.
But instead of Hitler being destined to do it, someone else.
Well, wasn't
destiny,
but,
though.
Destiny's not a real
thing. You don't kill Hitler, you actually just stop the Holocaust in its beginning stages, where it doesn't happen.
Would someone else will figure it out. Happen? Something will,
or would Hitler have gone and done something even worse?
Nope. Holocaust, same level. Just as
exactly
horrible.
How it was when the Jewish people would have been killed.
Yeah, time frame might have been a little bit different. Like, maybe by a week or
what
a month.
Today?
Yeah, exactly. It would have been by a month or a week, maybe, but it still would have happened.
Which suggests...
Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
That
it's
everything
just,
is predetermined.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Yeah, there are, like, slight differences in between the timelines if you change something in the past.
So Hitler's...
But it literally just been, like, minimal damage in the space-time continuum. But later on, even that damage would have receded into nothing.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been repaired regardless.
So, blue shirt versus...
What actually is the solid concrete thing that marks this thing being a thing in time.
Yeah.
So like the Holocaust, where you talk about the apparitions where the shirt changes, that's fine. But actual Bruce's parents dying is a thing.
Mm.
What actually differentiates, like what judges that?
Or sometimes it creates a ripple, like how they explain it in Flashpoint.
Well, yeah, maybe that isn't important.
When Flash went back in time and he saved his mom, it created a ripple so Superman's ship moved just enough to where it crashed in Metropolis.
Don't you think that's more of a physical ripple, though? Or spatial ripple?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, changes...
It's still physical.
Everything is still... So, it changed... The ship slightly went to Metropolis. Or Bruce's... Instead of Bruce's parents dying, Bruce got shot. But then who's to say if that was happening in the real world, if... That's kind of saying that the universe is like the sentient thing where it's like, this is supposed to happen. This is not supposed to happen.
Well, how about this? Can we say, like, the way you dictate the importance of something happening... And when you time travel, is kind of the effect or ripple that it causes to other objects or individuals.
Well, who's dictating that?
Let's say just to make it super simplified, the way energy reacts around us, maybe. So let's say maybe like you wearing a pink shirt doesn't affect anything, but if you wear like a red shirt, you end up getting shot in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a completely different outcome, right? So let's say you decide to run over Doug. And someone calls the cops on you. You get arrested. You get court dates. You get all this thing, different events happening that create these different ripples to happen, right? These different actions cause reactions in time,
right,
and space.
Right.
But you not running over the dog doesn't affect time itself or anything. So that point may not be considered too important. So if you change that factor, that in itself can be changed, maybe.
That sort of runs into the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Because then it's like butterfly,
then,
you step
again,
on a butterfly.
Time would be changed, huh? But
yeah, because it's just such a small incident. But like,
oh no, but that's what I'm
no...
saying. Maybe that point in time can't be changed since it's so important.
Well, I'm saying there's no overhead to say what is more important than what. You wearing
except
a white
God.
Shirt. Well, yeah.
Oh, Brendan's
yes,
an atheist.
No. Just like you wearing a white shirt versus you wearing a black shirt might not to us be a huge time thing, but maybe you wear a white shirt. Lexi's like, I hate that white shirt. She slaps you, and then you're like, dang, I got slapped.
No,
you could have wore a black shirt.
That would never happen. Be like, ooh. More in Washington.
No. But it, like, hurt. She got your nails and just... never mind. I'm not going
to... You would be like, if God saw this, right? You're like, how did you do that? Right? You'd be like, putting like a what do you call that? A squared circle into a round hole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or a square. A square.
All these squares make a circle. Yeah. All these squares make a circle.
What? I didn't even know I could do that.
Right. Wait, what'd I do?
What'd you do? Oh, my God. Like, remember, there's a hella old Andy Griffith show where he's like, hey, can you bring a car inside? And he, like, takes apart the entire car and brings it inside to, like, the office. Like, what? Well, I mean, you did what we're supposed to, but you didn't have to do it like that.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, like I said before, what's happened has happened. It doesn't matter how big
I like how we had this big old discussion about time travel, branching off the fact that we disagree fundamentally about there being plot armor or not.
Yes.
Because I believe, sincerely, 100%, all that was just plot armor.
Honestly, I feel like you need just a little bit of plot armor, so, like, if you put yourself in a
hole... I'm not going to be happy about it, though.
You could... I mean, look, I'm not saying it's, you know, the right thing to do, but it kind of gives you that little cushion... Where, like, if Nolan were to write himself into a corner, he could kind of get himself out of it with some plot armor. It helps. Maybe it's not the best way
to
do it.
Well, here's the thing. I consider plot armor to be different from protagonist armor. Where, you know, the main protagonist is obviously going to survive no matter what the situation. Because he's the main protagonist. But if he dies, then his goal is still achieved. You know, the outcome he wants is still achieved.
But whatever. You want it to be where... The achieving felt like, bro, he actually achieved that.
Yeah, no matter what.
He stepped on a rock and everything was fine.
Exactly. You know, like, there was nothing written in the script that forced that situation to happen. You know, like, you know, there's nothing that should, like, in the real world would have happened, should have happened in the movie, but didn't because the plot demanded it to happen. Right. You know?
So, well, let's...
That's my only gripe with the movie. Literally just a small piece.
Honestly, I
feel like that's the biggest gripe with that movie, it could be.
Well, let's look at where it led to. I could see if it was more of a throwaway, like, hey, remember that guy who planted the church? What happened that never... But it sort of led into Robert Pattinson, like, John David Washington, him seeing Robert Pattinson's character, the first version, shot in the face on the ground. So obviously that guy planning the charges and doing all that led to him. So I could bro, agree with it more if it was a throwaway, but it sort of did lead
up
to something.
That was super
sad. Yeah. And he's like, he was about to tell him too. He's like,
Oh my God. You know what I just realized?
Yeah.
You haven't taken another
there's
shot.
There's like four. Hey, we haven't taken another shot. Thank you, Mark. I was gonna say there's like
probably,
No, there's no joke. You know what you do? Your future self should go back in the past next 10 seconds.
Stop yourself from drinking.
And then just tell us no. We shouldn't take another shot.
How would you react at that? 10, like if like another meme from 10 seconds ago 8, came out.
7.
Bro,
I would lose my
mind. From the future.
I don't think there's that kid on TikTok that looks like
4.
You.
3,
like you just paid. I paid him to come in.
1. Oh, there's no mark. Oh, they're taking another shot.
What's happened? It's happened.
It's happened. Happened.
Disappear.
Jeez.
Hey, you blame this on Mark now.
I'm not taking another shot, sir. He can.
What time is it?
I summon his.
I guess I will.
Oh yeah, you gotta drive home. Mark is.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay here?
No.
Well, they give Mark.
I want to sleep in my own bloody bed.
Here you go, Mark.
Mark, you have a choice. You have.
He has no choice. Because I don't have a choice.
I have a choice right now. I will delay my gratification. Like Jordan Peterson says in The 12 Rules of Life, that some delayed gratification is good for your future you. See how I pointed that back out to somehow futuristic talk? Do you see what I did there, Brendan?
Whoever
do you, see
you
what
just,
I do?
Just
whatever
to avoid the shot.
Said.
Just to see how I'm reaching right now. Let's not take a shot.
Your arm's hurting? Arms.
Because I'm reaching. Because I'm reaching.
Jeez.
Reach it.
Yeah, but yeah, that like I feel like now when I gave the movie a second run through, like nothing was really confusing, but that like I said, just literally the plot point, like the plot armor, just annoyed me a little bit. That was it.
How would you rate? Like I'll ask you guys this: how would you rate it on as far as a watchability level?
Oh,
like
fantastic.
Could you watch this at home?
Yes, 100%.
I feel like I couldn't watch this at home.
No, why?
Something about like that bigger screen. Like, there's some movies where, like, have you seen, like, Gravity?
Kind of like Avatar.
Like Avatar, where I feel like the big sounds and the push to it.
Kind of like the half of the movie.
But when you take that away, I feel like a big chunk of that movie.
I feel like it helps a lot. But, like, my thing is, like, I should just rely on the plot. And, like, the plot, dialogue, and acting of the actual individual actors themselves.
It could be, but this movie is dialogue heavy, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I could just run through the movie with that and not need... Oh, the music is definitely important to the film, but I could still kind of like watch the movie without the music being as like indicative as it
I've
was.
I've seen a lot of like
the theater
complaints too, with like the sound mixing. Mm-hmm. As far I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't really see where it was. Yeah.
Listen, this is what I'll say. This is what I'll say. Because all three of us are very special types of people. We know Nolan's films. We appreciate his work. We love mm-hmm. going and seeing. For the general audience, I think people would get very like, what? Because nowadays people are very like, I want explosions, which it had. I want guns. But like following along with it, I think a lot of people
look at TikTok.
They would benefit more from watching it at home. Because then you can what? Oh, okay.
But the
what?
Thing is, I feel like people don't actually do that, though.
Yeah, I feel they would just get annoyed by the
no,
what.
Dude,
maybe
my parents do it all. They are the epitome of a general audience. They
well,
here
this, here's the thing.
All the time.
Your parents are not a general audience. Your parents are much more intelligent than general audience. The general audience
well,
would
I'm
be
not say, I'm not saying general audience is stupid. I'm just saying
I am.
I'm not saying the intelligence of it, but a general audience very has a general amount of knowledge.
General, okay, so I would...
Wait,
at
really
least
quick, can I apologize real quick? Can I apologize? Because I just went super hardcore like Rick and Morty. Like, oh, you need a high IQ to understand this film. That was not my intention.
You pretentious.
That was a joke that did not land. And like, I didn't make it sound like a joke that time either.
Hey, Cronenberg David, yeah. Shut up.
Exactly. I feel like a dickhead right now. Yeah. Dang.
I mean, to a certain extent, it's like... I take art, for example. Somebody who's a fan of like Alex Ross, for example, is going to appreciate his work. But somebody... who's a general art lover who maybe likes all different types of art may not zero in on the details of what he's putting into his piece. So a general audience, not saying they're dumb, but they like everything. But this might be a little bit too much to just absorb one time or pay for one time or multiple times. So you gotta, you know, rewind.
Well, your general audience is looking for something that could capture the attention almost right away.
Yeah.
Which this movie does, mm-hmm. right? But then it loses you mm-hmm. at some point, which it did for me. Mm-hmm. That's your general audience. Your general audience isn't... They don't even know who Christopher Nolan really is.
Right.
They see guns, they see... Maybe they'll see an actor that's familiar to them, mm-hmm. and they'll go in and hopefully...
Hey, that's Alfred.
There, yeah.
Not the same. your general audience is Twilight.
What was that guy's point, too? With
he was just a middle... He was like, I'm going to give you money for a suit so you can pretend to be a billionaire so you can sneak with the Russians. That's basically
it. That's real. Okay. So I'm like watching this, like, I don't.
Well, within the context of the film, within the context of the film, he was the go between the Indian lady, and she was the go between Tenet and, you know, whatever's happening within, like, the arms race.
Gave him his credit card. He's like, you're not going to fool anyone with that suit. You need to buy something else.
Wait, like, to that point, right, I don't think he was part of the Tenet organization.
No, he was just a middle guy. He was like, yeah, I'll give you money to do what you need to do.
Well, no, he was part of MI6.
Was he?
Well, that's the actual Russian or English.
Are you assuming just because Michael Caine's British, he was a part of MI6?
Yes.
Well, I don't know because I don't know anything about the British English people.
MI6, MI8, MIB, MIZ.
Yes.
They like. Their weather is weird.
Yes.
They're pale.
Yes.
They like tea.
Yeah. It's all Christopher Nolan people over there. Just Christopher Nolan. It's like in Russia, they're all bears. It's all Christopher Nolan.
I gave out a pretty big chuckle when I saw Michael Caine because I'm like, of course he's in this movie. There has to be one other guy from all the other Nolan
movies. He just needs to die. He's just so old. Come on.
Hey, first of all, you're getting beat up, dude.
Yeah,
you're
don't you ever mess with Sir Michael Caine.
Bro, he sounds like his teeth are going to fall out of his gums.
That's fine.
He is trying to make his best.
Bro, his gums are like sticking to his lips.
He's an old man.
David of Stitch.
That's where your head is. You're going to be an old man just like him.
In like 10 years, you know, whatever.
Jeez, 30. Oh my
God. How about we all stop running from the truth and just let him have his bloody day?
He's been in like every Nolan film except for Memento. No, he wasn't Memento. Was he Memento?
You don't even know.
Dude, I think he was.
You don't even know.
He was. Hold on.
You're gonna look it up.
Hold on. Because he no, was he?
I mean that's a very very early Nolan film, and I'm talking about within his first three films. Maybe he didn't have that pull back then.
So wait, literally the entire function of the future is to try and kill the past, right?
Right.
I mean, I guess that's a pretty...
But again, you're testing a paradox.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's like your main antagonist, though, is the future?
No, he wasn't in Memento. He was in the Magician movie He was
the Prestige?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty sure it was a Prestige.
By the way, this movie is not as good as that movie.
Stop.
That movie is a wonderful movie. Prestige? I'm not actually joking. I like that. Like, that's a, probably...
It was a good film for its day.
First two
Interstellar movies. Not out the park.
No. Shut up. Just saying.
As far as emotional, like, hit...
Interstellar is another one of those movies
as far as visuals, as far as story... Doing? It's because you're stupid. As far as, like, everything else...
You know what's
else,
funny?
I'm stupid, but I'm smart. My mom says I'm smart, so yeah.
You know what's funny? Freaking... Nolan couldn't even make Black Widow act good. It took Taika Waititi to make her act good.
What was Scarlett Johansson in
it? Yeah, Black Widow.
Oh, she was good in that movie.
And freaking...
Yeah.
No, she was terrible.
Yeah, she
name the movie that she was directed in.
Jojo Rabbit?
There we
with,
go.
With Taika Waititi?
See, I was waiting for him to, like, mess up.
What was that one movie?
Yeah, I was saying, she's like, that's the only film I've seen her act good in.
John Dunn?
You mean Don John?
Don John.
Wow, me and Brandon switched roles. Heck of hard today.
John?
Stupid idiot.
John Dunn?
I have, yeah. It's not a good movie.
No. I didn't see it. I've seen clips of it everywhere. Is that what Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like addicted to porn?
I have that fear for Robert Pattinson. Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't go away. Where, like, he got a renaissance and then it all just went away, right? Joseph Gordon-Levitt was like any super, like, bro, he's gonna play Nightwing. He's gonna play Batman. He's gonna play freaking Wolverine. He's gonna play, like, and then all of a sudden now he's like, hey, we should get Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Why?
He's just doing his own thing, collecting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pattinson's like, he's on a renaissance.
He does.
Right now. Let him have his renaissance, bro.
No.
I watched that stupid Twilight movie yesterday. I was like, this is. There's a suffering.
I still enjoy it.
Twilight.
Why? Oh.
It's just reminds me of our past, man. I like it.
Why?
Stop.
Twilight's a baseball movie, too, by the way.
It's a baseball film.
It's a baseball movie.
What does that mean?
It's a baseball movie.
You play baseball in it.
Yeah. You play baseball in it.
It's automatically a sports
Twilight
movie.
Is a baseball movie.
How long did they play baseball in the
for
movie?
For a long time.
Forever. They're vampires, Brandon. They're immortal.
I don't believe either one of you.
Play forever. But yeah, they need thunder to play baseball, Brandon.
No.
You need thunder, bro. You need trees.
You need trees.
You
need
guys
trees.
Are making all types of references that I'm not catching.
Have you guys seen Twilight?
No.
So you don't like baseball movies?
It's baseball season. There you go. It was March Madness. So they were just living the spirit.
Just one. Wow. Wow.
Like... I know March Madness is basketball.
Yeah.
I know. I just want to anger this guy.
Like, I want to feel your self consciousness.
Look at the
just
fire
like,
in Mark's.
I wanted to, like, he got hell in that for a sec too.
No, I just want to look at him and like just feel. I just wanted you to feel the L that you took.
What did you just?
It's not
say?
Really an L if I did on purpose though.
Here's the thing. Like, I know you don't know that, but I'm just like, because it doesn't matter. Right?
Nothing matters.
Like, do you think Gonzaga's gonna win?
Who?
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not gonna be like. That freaking what's her face be like, oh yeah, no, I believe she, yeah, I believe they're gonna win.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Jared? Fake team he just named?
Gonzaga's a real team. The Gonzaga Bulldogs, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Stop lying, it's a fake team.
Do it. Let's see how far he goes with this.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, he's typing on his phone. I swear to God, this is a real team.
He's passing up all the mermaid. It's a fake team, bro. You just made that up, bro.
Gonzaga stop. University. That's a university. It's not a team,
where's
bro.
The team?
Yeah, where's the team, Mark?
Where's the mascot? That's fake,
like it,
bro. You just it literally says in this Google search picture bulldog, and that's what he brought up.
It literally says Gonzaga Bulldogs in basketball.
Stop. No, don't believe Mark. You know, take another look at this.
You know what? At least I'm not fake. At least I'm not fake.
That's kind of gross now. Please stop. This man actually has AIDS.
You want to show him this? You want to show him this, the penis one.
That is wonderful, dude. How did you do that?
It's a penis
don't
blood.
Ever throw that away, dude. Watch it, please.
Frame
like,
that.
Like, don't. But please.
Go to Walmart tomorrow.
Leave that in your car.
Buy a frame.
That's what, like, do that.
In my car?
Just leave it in there, dude.
Just smell all the iron in my blood?
Yeah.
It'll dry out eventually. It'll be fine.
It smells like anything.
My freaking car is going to smell like freaking iron the rest of the year now.
David, are you a period, dude? What happened?
What
it
mean?
Just smells like your car's just.
David's on
just
his period.
It just smells like pennies.
Yeah, it just smells like freaking iron.
Ugh.
Want to smell it? Ugh, no. Baby? I'm going to throw it in Mark's face. Like, I'm going to save it and just throw it in Mark's face.
Ugh.
Please don't, dude. I know I can't spend the night here.
No, I can't promise
you. You're going to wake up with it right on your face.
It's like, no, it's just tampon.
No! It's even worse. There's more blood.
Oh my God, don't say that, dude. That's gross.
Tampon in your mouth? Bloody tampon in your mouth.
Yeah.
Use tampon in your mouth.
Yeah.
There you go. You enjoy it. I see you licking your lips. Don't lie. There you go. There you go.
Oh, man. You know, I poured myself a shot and I haven't taken it.
I know.
That's a huge freaking glass.
That's a lot of Rockstar.
Oh.
Monster. Anyway, are there any things, like, other aspects in the movie that you enjoyed or didn't enjoy?
Pattinson's acting was top notch.
It was fantastic. Loved it.
Pattinson's a wonderful, beautiful man with a chiseled chin.
I told you, man, Twilight.
If you were not confident about his acting abilities in any film he's going to do after this, then this is something.
Will you shut up? Oh my god, this man is co-signing already, bro. Get off this man's weenie.
Listen, listen. I didn't watch.
Who wants that vampire dick?
Really, I didn't watch Twilight. Okay, I saw Lighthouse and I saw Tenet. So those two films.
Nah, he wants a vampire dick. That shiny vampire.
And then
that good D. Look at that good VD.
And then that new movie with him and Tom Holland. I haven't seen it yet, but he looks pretty good.
That movie is not good, but he's good in it.
I'm still gonna watch.
He's like a sociopath pastor in it. Like I was also reading too that he didn't take any dialect coaching. He was just like, I'm gonna practice a southern accent and I'm just gonna go with it. And then like the first day of shooting he just went with it and everyone liked it.
Oh nice.
So clearly like I'm saying the Renaissance he's going through, please don't let it end, dude. Don't mess up. Yeah. Don't do anything stupid.
I mean he might be Nolan's boy now. We might see him in a bunch of other Nolan movies.
Dude, what if he is, man?
Yeah, every time I think of a Nolan southern pastor, boy. I just think of There Will Be Blood.
I drink your milkshake.
Please. I abandoned my boy. Abandoned my child.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Bastard in a basket. Bastard in a basket. I give it 3 more years before he's tired of living in Ireland or wherever he's at. Oh, making shoes.
The actor from friggin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink your milkshake.
He's one of those other guys, man. I wish he would have stuck around long enough to do some MCU stuff.
I feel like that and...
So Danny DeLewis?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to pin him for Doctor Strange.
Abraham Lincoln?
He was...
I feel like those two movies killed him.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like he came from such a great film that wasn't recognized as it should have been. I said, like, maybe There Will Be Blood and Abraham Lincoln. The docudrama.
Abe Lincoln was a very long movie.
Yeah, I feel like those two films were... Well, I saw Abraham Lincoln. Mm. I heard it was like, meh.
It's a good look. It's.
I was gonna say, like, I feel those movies killed him.
It is right, like it draws on forever.
I mean, it's a biopic. You can't. Really,
well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that those two movies killed him because he came from such a good movie, like There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
But then I feel like it wasn't recognized to the point where it should have been.
I feel like Phantom Thread did that, dude. Where like that was supposed to be his last movie, but it just feels like a regular role.
Hmm.
I think what happens with a guy like him who does like There Will Be Blood, or he does Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's playing Billy the Butcher.
Yeah.
Right? Where you're so... Because he's a method actor. Like, he becomes the character for a year.
Yeah.
Right? You lose a little part of your own identity.
Because
you've been this character.
You kind of lose your soul a little bit.
A little bit. You gave a little bit. That's why I always give, like, props to, like, Joaquin Phoenix for going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Especially a rabbit hole where you're like, the last guy who did this killed himself. Because he couldn't get his mind right.
Not the last guy.
The last guy to the last guy.
Yeah.
Right. The right guy. The right last guy. Okay. The good last guy.
Jared Leto to this day is one of the best Jokers we have had.
Since. I can't believe you said it with a straight face. I hope you have a seizure because of that. don't help the man.
We are talking to an apologist. So.
How dare you?
What?
It's just somebody who just like is okay with bad things.
Like with who's okay with hair in their Chinese food?
I was not okay with it. Especially when I was pulling. No, you know what I felt like friggin' Midsummer when you...
Oh, the pube?
Bro, go back to Pan Express and just lay the pipe, bro. just, bro.
Oh my god.
Keep it deep. Just deep in her gut, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah. Please. I needed to just take me out.
Look,
now.
Honestly, bro, Rosa can't be mad because it's natural selection.
Dude.
It's magic. It's Norse magic.
Yeah.
That means I gotta be in a bear costume. She's gonna walk my burning body.
Well, you gotta die, so Rosie's not gonna kill you because you're dead. Fine.
I don't like how this conversation goes.
I don't like where it's going either, but you've been picked, Brennan.
I haven't been.
I'm glad I yelled at that Asian girl. And told her
no,
to
see,
help.
See, you're gonna get your face cut off. You're mean to her.
No, I'm gonna get my tongue cut off. And then I'm still gonna smile with all the blood gushing out. And she's haunted her
rest of her
days.
Shut up.
What?
You, oh, that was so douchey.
What?
I'm gonna smile with, like, deal with that blood. Shut up.
Yeah, I was kind of like high school edginess.
Thank you, Beetlejuice. I appreciate that.
I was referencing the part where the stupid guy with the stupid eyebrows that I want to punch got his face cut off.
He has a name, bro. It's called Will Poulter.
Don't say
his name. How do you know all these goddamn actors' names?
Don't say his
name. Dude, I have like, because I have autism. So like,
you have Savant syndrome?
Yeah, it's just like, because I watch
just for movies?
Too many movies. It's just what it is.
Don't invoke his name or he will appear.
Brandon, what if we have Will Poulter on the podcast today? Oh my god.
Will Poulter.
Watch him be like the coolest, like greatest dude. And be like, yeah, Brandon. What's up, Brandon? Gonna be your friend?
What if he like has connections? Like, you know Kevin Conner?
He's like Val Kilmer.
He's my boy, right?
Dude.
He's like Val Kilmer and Mark Stream. He's like the only one nice to you.
Like, yeah, exactly. He's the only one, yeah.
Yeah, you got Chris Nolan. You got Christian Bale. You got, who's another favorite actor of mine?
When we talking about this on the last pod, we're like, Val Kilmer's the only Batman who doesn't get asked everyone. To be, like, what do you think about Pattinson being Batman?
Because nobody cared. Keaton was a stand-in. I mean, no, Kilmer was a stand-in. Yeah, he was whatever.
Doesn't matter, dude. Did you not watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
No.
With Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
Batman and Iron Man were in the same movie, and you missed it. Directed by Shane Black, who did Iron Man 3.
That's Robert Downey Jr. still.
See, that's my autism kicking in.
That's your autism kicking in. Oh, man.
He was on crack!
Don't say bad things about Robert Downey Jr. Please don't do that.
I was talking about Robert De Niro. Robert Downey Jr.
No, you said De Niro.
I said De Niro.
I heard it too. Yeah, I
slurred my words.
You're drunk, that's why. You're drunk, I know it.
Robert De Niro, too. That's
you're fond of me, lobster.
That's why I talk like this older.
Bro, first off, De Niro's reaching.
Is he?
Well, he's not reaching because he's getting the bag, but, like, the people around him are reaching. Mm. Like, why is war with the grandpa thing?
Oh. Mm.
Why is that? Why
I feel like they're trying to do that generation of, who's the man? Or not who's the man.
But I'm telling you, bro, like, people laugh. At like, cause there was a joke in the movie, right? Where it's the Godfather, where the dude like opens up and the horse head is in the bed, and they did the same joke, but with a snake.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, first off, you already got the reference wrong. Second off, just because De Niro plays a lot of gangsters in a movie, he wasn't in the first Godfather.
Yeah.
So what are you referencing? What
I feel is like the you're joke just here? A Puritan. You're getting like enraged for no reason.
I'm angry, David.
You're trying to take it out on Brandon now.
When are you not angry, Mark? When are you not angry?
When I'm around you guys, cause I love you guys.
There you go.
You're a madman.
Insane. Oh man. Anything else about this film you guys want to talk about?
I feel like
we talked a lot about like the mechanics around the movie.
Because I feel like anything else we bring up is just gonna be either kind of extra stuff. I feel like we got into like the biggest concept of the movie.
Listen.
The time travel itself.
It's okay. We can always circle back. Let's talk about how they massacred my boy. How they changed my boy.
Batman?
Who's your boy?
How they manipulated his face.
Batman?
To look stupid.
Batman?
Spider-Man. They changed his face.
So now we're moving on to the rant section of the pod
he
now.
He changed his face.
I know he what you're
stupid.
He I looks like looks Tom better. Holland. He looks better. He looks whiter.
Milkier.
He looks whiter.
What are you talking
whiter.
About?
The new PS5
Spider-Man. Have you
Spider-Man?
Seen it yet? The remaster of the Spider-Man game. They changed the 3D model of Peter's face to fit another actor that looks retarded.
So they changed his face?
Let me show you what they did.
Let me see his face.
He looks very, like, very much like a plain white egg.
I kind of want to see it. I haven't heard of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, he looks like a plain white egg. Then again, I'm not like a big... I wasn't a big fan of, like, the actor's face to use... Like to 3D like render his face into the
did
game.
They bring like a new guy in?
Look,
yeah.
Oh yeah, okay, I remember him.
Look.
So now
that was my boy. And okay. Now this is my
what?
Look at his stupid face.
I don't care.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're both white to me. They're both privileged and entitled.
You don't understand. They massacred my
Are you still gonna play the game, Brendan? Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it's the remaster. I already have the original one on PS4. What matters
he
is...
He just looks so ugly, though, dude.
Just
Mark, does he look ugly?
Let me...
Oh, dang it.
Look what you...
Brendan.
You whiffed. How
did to my freaking phone.
You whiffed.
Oh. You whiffed.
And the bad part, because now we're messing with gaming continuity, because now he looks younger than Miles.
Yeah.
Miles looks
older. He does look like Holland. He has, like, that frog mouth.
And now look at... Where's Miles? Let me see if...
Let's show a good old Miles.
Spider-Man.
Miles. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. This is why I only play Lego.
It's a grown man right there.
Well, that's the Spider-Man one. The new one's coming out for PS5.
Yeah, but you have to realize that since the remaster changed his face, that version of him is going to be in this game.
Well, isn't he kind of in college?
No, this is a year after that first movie. He's still like either a senior or
he's. But you just said he's a grown man.
No, I'm saying he looks like a grown man. But next to Peter looks like a child.
Wait a minute.
Look at that fresh cut.
Looks like Will Smith.
What if you break your own TV just to make a point?
By accident?
No, just to make a point. Stupid.
That sounds like something I would do, but I would have to have like a TV already like bought and like ready to like install, and then I'd break it just because.
At least you would do that.
Look at that crispy fade.
He does have the taper, bro. He does look at that taper. That's ice. It is ice. I'll give him that.
Yeah, oh my god, it's just another black person. Good job, Lexi.
How dare you?
That's my wife.
But from this?
No taper.
Right,
no taper.
Nappy looking,
crusty looking. Like, he literally has your cut. Fade to taper. Yeah, there you go.
I did my cut.
Lined him up.
My cut don't look like that. To that fade.
They lined him up real nice.
Man. Next to baby boy
Peter. I would be jealous of you, Brennan, if I had that sort of hair.
Yeah. I mean, you could still.
I don't think I could crunch my hair up like that into a ball.
If you get like a perm.
If you got a perm.
Not even then. A perm still is like very loose, though.
Bro.
Still very loose hair.
We just gotta gel it up. Put some mousse in there. Just.
How would you recreate, like, besides dreads, how would you recreate, like, African American's hair as, like, someone who doesn't have.
Would your hair fall? Like, if it grew out, or just keep going up like it is?
Well, I think it's just a genetic. I don't
go ahead and just try.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you even giving me a solution to a problem I don't have?
Well, because you don't eat the top part, but the fade.
Oh, well, no, that's different. Of course, anyone can get this kind of same fade if you get the hair down low enough.
Or just buzz cut.
Was you saying these are reverse taper?
Then you look like your brother.
Oh, you look like
He still kind of looks like my brother. He lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Good job on you, Mark. Also, I was gonna say you did a great job losing all that weight.
It's called not eating.
Yeah. Good job for you. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Now you are past where his brother is.
You know what? I need to get more fat so I can keep up with Jer. I'm going to get on my way back.
Jer said he was supposed to be. Well, I haven't heard anything since, but he said he was
Jer,
like
a year ago?
Working on his.
Please come back,
like
Jer.
A couple months ago.
Just like a year ago? A couple months, like 12 months ago, maybe?
Jer, I know you're listening. Please just come.
Come on, Jer. Join us.
Jer.
They massacred my boy.
Hi, Jer.
I'm so sad.
I haven't seen that man since, like,
forever. What do we call Jer? Intern Jer.
Intern Jer?
Intern Jer, dude.
No, he's like the, he's like Ben from, Parks and Rec. Every time we get him around, he just leaves for no reason.
So we're Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's Intern Jer.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. He came for the summer.
Exactly. There you go, yeah.
Not even. Just like a week.
You guys want to jump into some recommends?
Grades first, bro. You got the process wrong.
Oh,
grades.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Jeez,
what would you grade
this? Well, would I really grade this?
I would grade a hard A+, dude.
You're going A+?
Hard A+. 10 out of 10, yeah.
I'm
okay, you know what? I'll go 9 out of 10. Just because of that one little bit that annoyed me about the plot armor.
Can I go, like, actual grade?
I mean, grade.
I'm going to go, like, C.
C?
Yeah.
So I'll go to A- then.
I feel like this the stuff that holds this movie together for me is not really story-wise. Yeah. It's more just the visual stuff and the music.
Yeah. Oh, really? So you feel like the content isn't really like that much sustainable?
As far as like the actual storytelling, that's the stuff that didn't hold me together. That's what lost me. But like the actual soundtrack and the actual practical stuff of the movie is the thing that I'm impressed by.
Yeah.
So I give it that.
Okay.
I'll give it an A. Solid A.
Solid A?
Okay.
Yeah, I go A-, which is like 90%, right?
A-?
Is 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, A-, A, and you said C?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to go C.
Bro. I thought you were at least going to be B+.
Yeah, like this isn't, to me, out of all of Nolan's work, this is like more broad. No, mind you, maybe I'll watch it in the future and I'll like it more, but in hindsight right now, like this isn't something I feel like I would want to watch again.
You're going to anger the cinema gods, man. You're missing
just like my evil Martian Manhunter who's going to kill everybody.
There you
go. You know Martian Manhunter's addicted to Oreos?
Is he?
Yeah.
Why? First, like this man has like 20 superpowers, and they do just this stupid stuff with him.
Yeah. So basically, the story with him is like they're called Chocos. So he eats them, and then he goes on withdrawal. And he like turns into like this big rager monster who just wants.
Is that That's so stupid.
It's a real thing.
Is it a thing like he realizes what dopamine is and he wants more of it, or is it just like he
just likes Martians taste.
Is just like that's
his yeah, it's like meth. that's his thing. So if you ever see him in a cartoon or anything eating like a box of cookies, that's what they're referencing.
So if he's like in a bed with a whore and his liver's missing,
yes,
for Oreos is what he thinks.
For Oreos, okay. For chocolate,
so a little kidney cool. for a box of Oreos.
Yeah.
Oh man, so any recommends?
Let me think. Yes, I have a recommend.
What's up?
David.
You recommend me? I mean, I'm married already, but, I mean, there's pictures of me out there, I suppose.
I have them all. I have been trying to recommend this thing to David for the past week now.
Oh, God.
I even offered to pay half.
I told you I'd think about it.
It has been like 5 days. You've had plenty of time. The Avengers game. Thank you very much. Mm. So good. So good. The gameplay is so good. The story
fine,
is
I'll
so
do
good.
It. I just wait till I get my goddamn paycheck. Jesus. I'll do it.
Thursday.
Don't let it pressure you, dude. If this movie if this game sucks.
Thursday. Wait, no. Are you going to be in town? You're going to be in town. No, because you live
I'm
Friday.
I'm leaving Thursday.
I think you live Friday.
I'm leaving Thursday. No, like, we're going to be out. Well, technically, we're going to be on Hawaii Thursday. Still. Somehow earlier, but that's because of the time difference.
Give me the keys to your apartment.
What? No.
I'll buy it myself. Anyways, eventually, I told David I was going to give him $30 so he could buy this game so he can play with me. Because he's lame, and he doesn't like the game. But, yeah, Avengers. Avengers for everything.
No one's going to play the game, dude. Play the show.
So many... Stop. The show's lame.
I still own one game, though.
What you going to give to me tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of gay. I'm going to give it to you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can give it to you? Alright, as long as I'm the one giving it to you, okay.
It's not gay, though.
Okay, the way you said it was gay, though. You said you're
pretty much, yeah.
You're gonna give it to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to him.
Whoa.
Hard.
Calm but he down. Didn't say sexually.
Whoa.
Oh, you're sexually there.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah, okay. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
You're a married man, you need to calm down.
Baby, sit up the loop.
Look, but look, David, it feelings are feelings, dude. If you just joke, just sometimes, dude, you act on them and they happen and you just realize that life will always go on.
I think I'm legitimately concerned for Mark. He's got some. I think Marcus is trying to ease his way and slowly justify it. It's not working, bro. It's not working. It's not
working.
It's not working because you're fighting a temptation.
Is that why you want to take home my Dragon Ball Z character figures? Because they got, like, ribs ripping out of their skin?
I mean, I already have them at home.
They got abs, like, just tearing through the flesh.
No, bro, they smell like you. All up in his face.
What movie is that? Oh, Brokeback Mountain? Where freaking the dude's already dead and he like jumps into his closet and he's like smells his sweater and holds it.
Oh god.
That's what I do.
I've never watched that movie before, so I
wouldn't. It's a wonderful movie.
And he's watched Brokeback. See another sign.
Like twice.
It's another sign.
Well, I mean, that's the autism kicking in. Just a lot of movies.
It's the gaytism. Are you gonna have to censor? That's Mark's new thing. Gatism. Every time.
It's great. Oh, Jesus Christ, Marty. Jesus.
All right. So, if we haven't been canceled by now.
Oh, yeah. The FCC is going to come after us.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be like, but you guys, we're a podcast. We're free streaming over the internet. Like, we're still going to cancel.
Yeah, you're canceled.
The Gatism focus group will come after us.
As long as none of us are running for president.
The alphabet's going to be coming after us.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to recommend a movie I saw on Netflix today called The Five Bloods.
Oh, is that on Netflix?
Yeah. Well, it's been on there for a minute. I started watching it one time and I didn't finish it. Mm. Man, that movie's freaking sad.
Was that his last movie?
I hope not.
No, Chadwick.
Yeah, but I'm hoping, like, I'm wishing that there's, like, some other movie that maybe wasn't finished that he started and maybe they'll put it out and... They'll do like some weird Paul Walker thing where they screen his face. Yeah.
That'd be
sad because, like, spoiler for the movie, for people who need spoilers, he is dead in the movie.
Oh.
So, what it is, it jumps to these five guys who are on a mission to recover some gold from the government in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right? One of their ships went down over the Vietnam forest and they have a bunch of gold in there. Mm. So, they're on their mission and they're kind of reminiscing about it and then. And the movie jumps to the future where these guys are already old, and they go back to Vietnam all together, right? Just kind of have a little powwow and kind of hang out as buddies.
Yeah.
So it jumps back. It's a very cool, reminiscent film to see, like, their actions and how it affected 30 years later and how time has gone by and how the American culture has changed over the years for black people. very, very cool. Like, Spike Lee really kind of jumped into it. I'm kind of glad he didn't, like, go super racial. It's more of a celebration of, like, black people in Vietnam.
You know what you realized? Tenet is the guy from freaking Black Klansman.
You just realized that? Bro, it's the same. Yep. He looks the same, but just with longer hair.
You drunk?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, kind of.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, all right, sure. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, where's my recommend?
Where's your recommend, dude?
Oh, I thought you were the recommend.
I swear to God, if you say Avengers.
I said what?
If you say Avengers.
The video game that I hate?
Yeah.
Of course. No, I was going to say, what was it, The Green Room you watched?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, we didn't really watch it. It was just kind of on.
I kind of pay attention to it, well, for the most part. Like, let's see, I could, like, still pay attention to a film. Like, I mean, it's really just a film about, like a, I don't know, like a low-grade band just trying to make it, right? But then they get caught up in this scheme where they, where, like, this bar/club, like, it's just like a biker bar.
They walked in on a murder.
Yeah, well, in a biker bar.
It just happened, right?
Yeah, it literally just happened, but then, like, the main, like, act band that they were, like, oh, like, warming up the crowd for.
Yeah, they're,
like, they were part of it.
Yeah, they were the opening band.
Yeah, so then, like, pretty much like them just trying to survive the whole situation, get out scot-free, which, you know, most of them don't. Two of them survive, and not even scot-free or, like, unscathed.
Yeah, that whole band died.
Yeah, pretty much. There's just one survivor the whole
band. Well, no, because that girl wasn't a part of the band.
But the guy was.
The guy, you know, the guy was.
He survived.
Yeah.
I'm saying, there's literally one guy.
Just one guy. So imagine just, I got a new band.
Yeah, the Green Rooms are like, but then, like, I'm like, why is Professor X here?
Well, he was cool because he was the one.
He acted great.
He owned that venue and like,
yeah, tried to hold it together. No. Like he acted great, but my thing is, he's like British and he sounds like really like you know.
Is Patrick Stewart actually British?
He sounds like he is.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick. He's British.
He's
yeah.
British.
Oh, I always thought he was putting on a front.
Is there any Americans that have been knighted by the Queen?
Trump.
I will murder your nuts.
I don't know.
Tom Selleck.
I'll murder your nuts too.
Why? It's Tom Selleck.
I don't believe you. Because it's Tom Selleck. You probably suck his dick
Tom
every
Selleck
night.
Tom Selleck is cool.
Will Smith.
I will murder both of your nuts.
I really said that kind of stupid.
Huh?
He's cool.
Is he though?
The way I said it. Yeah, he's cool.
Sound like a little child.
It's cool. No,
but yeah,
no,
I recommend The Green Room. That's a great film to watch.
It's fun.
Very, very gory, which I enjoy. Because usually, like I feel like gore fests kind of get to me, but like in a good way. Those are like the only things that make me jump. Oh, I didn't know that was Ooh, is this Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck, look, dude, it's cool. Like,
I'm getting
cool.
A little hot in the collar here.
That's the first picture that pops up when I... Well, actually, the second picture. Type in Tom Selleck.
Yeah, so yeah,
who doesn't
want
to be Tom Selleck?
Is he dead?
No, he's very much alive.
He's 75 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole movie...
He still beat you up.
Dude. I feel like that movie is what I expected Midsommar to be.
Oh, like that, that's
like,
what...
Like just a giant gore fest all around. You know, then have me jumping like at every other scene where like they're doing like tearing... Like, the dog's, like, eating out that one dude's throat.
Yeah.
Or, like, the dude just freaking MMA breaks the other dude's arm.
Is it anything like The Green Book?
No.
That'd be a cool doubleheader.
Right? You just see him drive by, like, keep driving, boy.
Yeah.
Because it's a bar
imagine
full
the
of races.
Same universe.
Yeah, KKK members.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Boy, I miss those days.
Well, Green Book, pretty good. What, didn't...
Not being a KKK member.
No, that wasn't Wesley. Who was
Black Book? What did you say, Wesley Snipes? Were you just about to say Wesley Snipes? Even I know better.
It's,
that's Blade. Come on, man.
It's...
You should know this.
Morgan... No.
There was this...
Morgan Freeman. Okay.
Just thinking about Green Book right now.
Book?
Huh? There was a time when we did a gig.
Jay.
And in Reading.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're part of a band, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's Marshall Ali. Yeah,
Marshall. Yeah. Blade, bro.
See, I technically was right.
It's Blade.
Oh. Blade.
Blade.
The real first true African American hero.
Wow. Luke Cage.
Nah. T'Challa happened before Luke
Cage.
It'd
be cool if he actually says the name
Dynamite.
Of the movie. Yeah. What's your name? Yeah.
Here you go, Black Dynamite.
All right, y'all. I'm about to crack down on everybody selling drugs in the community. But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs in the community.
Finish that bit. That's a funny bit.
I forgot the rest.
Oh, you scumbag.
Because they curse a whole lot and I don't know what they're saying. He's like, oh, hell no. Yeah, I'm gonna keep selling my drugs. I'm black.
They speak jive. You should understand that.
Can I finish my crappy story?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I was going to say, we were in Reading and we did a gig. And we had driven up there. We were kind of hoping we'd get some money. and they paid us in rice and beans. Like, they cooked what? A meal. They cooked a meal. And they were like, oh, have some rice and beans. You know, you guys are going to be hungry. He's like, but well, we need gas to get back home. Loaded on my buddy's van. He's just like, this nigga's really on just a quarter of a tank. And we have to get back to Modesto. And I have to get back to Stockton.
Why didn't they give you money?
Because they're cheap, dude.
But so why didn't you beat the ass? Because
it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, Brandon. Mark,
so why didn't you beat the ass then? They didn't give you your money.
Because we were teenagers, bro.
But
we
why'd you go up there without the pre-contract? Even verbal. Be like, hey, we're going to need like $30.
We were teenagers. We didn't know.
Because you're idiots.
Exactly.
Mark, even like ghetto kids like me and Brandon know better. You're a ghetto kid too. How did you not know better about money?
Because
money's life for us, man. Money's like, hey. Because
I feel like our singer was like on some whole like, bro, we got to do it for the rock and roll, man. I feel like...
To teach you a lesson. They were trying to give you sustenance with rice and beans. Not money, not material.
How about this? I would have at least been happy with that story if you said they literally filled your tank up with like, or like halfway at least, with literally their own gas that they brought themselves.
With vegetable oil.
That would have been
as long as it got them home.
Mind you, that wasn't my own truck, but
no.
Yeah, it was.
Still,
it was not so fun. Trying back and forth with no food.
So long story short, Mark was a dummy when he was a kid.
Oh yeah, we were very much stupid.
Nothing much has changed. Yeah.
But now we're big rock and rollers now, man. A strange hope, buddy.
Where's your band now?
I have no idea. One of them.
Where's my phone? So I don't know where my phone's at. It's been like 2 hours.
My battery's about to die on my laptop, so you guys want to...
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up. All right, you guys can catch us in every place. Except Joel.
Mark, you want to do the thing?
Go to myspace.com so you can check all our content.
That's not the thing, goddammit.
What?
Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok.
Oh, yeah, go to Instagram. I didn't think about too much. I'm drunk.
Whiff.
Go to MySpace, go to MocoSpace, go to freaking... What's like some obsolete social media place now? Snapchat?
This man just whiffing all day.
Listen, man.
Go to Bumble.
You know where to you know where to find us. Just go to find Tinder. Us. Type in some.
Listen to literally the last podcast. This nigga Grindr. With the gay stuff.
You'll find
it. He really is gay. He named out two gay like date sites.
Farmersmeet.com.
Farmersmeet.com. Blackgroup.com.
Four gay sites.
All right, y'all.
All right, guys. We're out.
See y'all
later. Let's go, baby.